to the Wisconsin Vegetable Garden Radio Show with your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Should I plant my peppers when the soil temperature has reached 70 degrees? Should I put a row cover on them? If so, what light transmission should I get? And if so, do I keep the row cover on all summer, or how do I know when to take it off? Best advice I can give you is wait until the soil temperature reaches 70 degrees. Then you can go ahead and plant your peppers. We plant them when they're 60, 65 degrees soil temperature. It'll be fine. There won't be any issue. There's no need for a row cover. The day and the nighttime temperatures will be warm enough as long as it reaches 60 to 65 degrees on the low end. You'll have no issue with your pepper. How can I deter squirrels from getting in my planters without shooting them? It's the worst year that I've ever had. I tried cayenne chili powder around the base or in the planter. That didn't faze them. Well, you've got two options. One, you can actually put a chicken wire over the container to prevent them from getting in. Or you can use Bob-X. Bob-X is an animal deterrent. It's all natural. It doesn't wash off. You don't want to spray it on your edible plants, but you can spray it around the plants and on the containers, and it will help deter the squirrels. Next question from Katie. I want to grow horseradish this year. Do you have any tips? So we're going to go out to Ben Bartley. He is from Standard Process Farms. Standard Process is your trusted whole food supplement manufacturer for over 90 years. To help identify the best supplements for you, find your local healthcare professional today. Go to standardprocess.com/patient.
Hi, this is Ben Bartlett from the Standard Process Organic Farm. Katie has a great question. She's going to try planting horseradish this year. And a couple of tips for planting horseradish. First is to work the soil nice and deep. You want it nice and loose because you're trying to grow a root. You don't want to use fresh manure or compost as it's got too much soluble nitrogen in it. And it will make those roots branch and spread too much. You only plant them 2 to 3 inches deep, even though you're going to work the soil almost a foot deep. Mulch it on the top to keep the weeds down. And then after you plant it, you're going to pull up the root when the leaves are 8 to 10 inches tall. Rub off any of the lateral roots that are growing, and you just want to focus on that one main tap root. You're going to do that 6 to 8 weeks later after you've done it the first time. And then harvest them in late October, early November. You'll have a great crop. And then any of the lateral roots that have grown after that second time you've pulled them out, you can keep for next year. That's how you keep the crop growing each year. A horseradish root that's 3, 4, 5 years old gets really big leaves on it, but it's going to be so woody you won't be able to use it. So keep them fresh, keep them young, and you'll have a great year.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.